You're listening to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. The reason we exist is to equip, develop, and release confident worshipers. We want to empower and increase confidence in musicians, singers, and artists to produce effectual worship unto God. Worshipers first, musicians second. Our hope is this will be a blessing to you today. Enjoy.
Welcome. Yes, Manuel Rodriguez here with you with the Worshiping Musician Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Hey, listen, I know Thanksgiving is coming up. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope you have a blessed one. I hope you have a good one. Spend time with your family, your loved ones. So it's gonna be really good. I really do appreciate you guys listening. And if you like the podcast, you know what? Share it with somebody. If you don't like it, share it with somebody else. But hey, look, I'm just gonna talk about one scripture today that defines the main ministry that David's musicians were involved in. This is in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 4, okay? So there's a couple of translations, but I'm going to read on this one right here. This translation is the Christian Standard translation, okay? Bible, the Christian Standard Bible. In verse 4, it says, David appointed some of the Levites to be ministers before the Ark of the Lord to celebrate the Lord of Israel and to give thanks and to praise him. Come on, somebody, praise him. And in the New King James, it says, he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Let's see, in the NIV, it says, he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord to make petition and to give thanks and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. So they were appointed to stand before the Ark. And you know what? The Ark was a place where, you know, I'm going to say this, some people are not going to like this, but I'll go and say it. It was loud because the Bible says that there was trumpets surrounding the Ark. Okay, I'm a trumpet player. And so, you know, trumpets are loud. So can you imagine trumpets around the Ark? Priests, you know, Levites were playing the trumpets and they ministered to him. So their ministry consists of three things here and that we're going to cover here. And some of these notes, I'm going to be honest with you, I took some of these notes from Vivian Hibbert's booklet. In her booklet, she talks about this, you know, and so it's what she calls threefold ministry. So they're there to commemorate. So to commemorate, you know, of course it's rooted in the sense that it means to remember or to even to make mention. If you notice in the NIV, it says to make petition. So when you make petition, you make mention. It's a remembrance. It's recorded. He's saying be mindful or even what you think. Okay. So it also means to record, because when you petition something, you're recording something. So you make a memory of. All right. So it's important that we understand that we need to bring memory back to the Word of God. We got to read the Word. You know, if you talk to a Muslim or a Buddhist, they read their Bible, okay? Or whatever it is that they read, right? I want to say their Bible. They read their Bible. You know, for trumpet players, we say that the Arban book is the Bible for trumpets. And why? Because it has all these studies about trumpet playing, characteristically talking about slurring and talking about articulation, talking about intervals, talking about scales. So as a Christian, we got to read our Bible. Come on, somebody, don't shut me down. So, you know, and so God has been restoring this ministry back to the writings in the church. And it's wonderful to see someone who records all these things and speaks to God, to their congregation. Come on. And that way you can go back and see the answer to the prayer and go back to the journey in your congregation has been taken in worship. So it's important that we record. You know, in Colossians 3:16, it talks about his wonderful works. See, many of these praises are prophetic, okay? And because in verse 7 in 1 Chronicles 16, we find that David wrote all the first Psalms and gave it to the chief musicians, which is Asaph. Okay, so, you know, they recorded these things and they talked about these things. So the second thing, okay, I'm going to go on to the second thing, is to thank, right? Because it says that they were to thank the Lord, right? It says to celebrate and to give thanks. So, of course, we got Thanksgiving coming up, so we have to give thanks. And so in this word, to give thanks, it means, of course, means praise. It means confession. So we confess, we make confession. We cast out, we shout out in Thanksgiving. We throw, okay, our praise. In Spanish, they say, en este lugar tiramos tu presencia. In other words, we throw your presence. We enthrone your presence and we shout out, we cast down to. And here's another crazy meaning on this word thanks. It says to shoot arrows. Wow. So in this Hebrew word, yada, is one of the seven Hebrew words, praise, to thank, right? So in this word implements that faith in the praise and the lifting up of hands. So David in Chronicles 16, you'll see that he'll begin to calling the people to an attitude of thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is an excellent entrance into worship. Come on. You know, when you start your worship, yeah, you could read a scripture, but if you just start with thanksgiving, praise the Lord, I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for grace. You go in with that attitude, then you'll see that God will do something. And here's the third thing, praise. So in this root praise, he's saying to boast, right? Because he says to praise him. So it means to boast, to celebrate again, madly, to shine, to be foolish. Wow. To be like a madman, he's talking about here. That's pretty crazy, right? So in this common use word, this Hebrew common word of this Hebrew word praise, it involves in boasting in the Lord. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're a bull and you're talking, people can take it as arrogance. So we have to be careful with that. So we have to imagine that the singers and the musicians praising the Lord day and night with all their hearts. Some were writing down the prophetic praises and some were even lifting up their hands, and others may have been dancing and shouting their praise accompanied with their instruments. So it's important that we understand these attributes, you know, that we need to grow as worshipers, as minstrels. We need to learn how to grow in these things. We have to know how the wonder of God and the passion that we should have for the Lord and the endurance that God would give us, even though things happen and there's brokenness. And we have to have an attitude to hear the prophetic word. And we have to know that we stand righteous before the Lord. People will say stuff, and you may, or like me, I'm going to say to myself, if I myself are going through something, I have to go before the Lord and give it up, you know? And so if I'm angry, then I have to give it up before the Lord. And so we need to know that God is at hand to do what he wants to do. Hey, you know what, beloved? Thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Just a couple of announcements. I do have Patreon now. It's only $5 a month. Basically, you'll see and hear some stuff that we're doing behind the scenes. There's a lot of things there that we have in store for 2024. So God is faithful. So we want to be faithful to what God is calling us to do. And so, but do that. My book, The Practicing of Sealing, is out. It's on Amazon. Look out on December 1st. December 1st, there's going to be a new devotional. It's going to be out. And look out for it. If you go to my profile on Amazon, Manuel D. Rodriguez, you'll see it there. order your copy. I want you to be blessed by that. I mean, that's all I'm going to tell you. I want you to look it up. Tell me what your favorite day is. That's going to be real good. So anyway, also, Worshiping Musician Bandcamp is available. You can donate whatever you want. All the proceeds to that goes back into the ministry. In other words, getting more books out to you, getting more resources to you, equipment that we need. So there's a lot of things that the Lord is doing. And so I just want to be able to bless you with that. And be able to, so you can listen to it for free. You can donate whatever you, as the Lord leads you. Thank you. I appreciate that. God bless you. We'll see you soon. So Father God, I just thank you right now for all the listeners. And I pray, Lord, that your anointing will be on it and that you would speak to them and you would love them and help us, Lord, to change. We need to change. I need to change. And so help me, Lord. And so we give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.